In a world where podcasting rules supreme, you're listening to the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Green Gab Podcast, a place to gab with people rocking it in green. Green homes, green living, and green companies. Join Marla Esser-Close, the green home coach and author of Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices to a Better Home, and Tony Pratt, the director of builder relations at The Sound Room. Here are your hosts, Marla and Tony.
Hey, rocking it with folks in green and homes today on the Green Gab Podcast. Tony, I just can't get over the amazing people we are talking with.
You know what? We have had just a ridiculous amount of fun guests on the show. And then you went mobile.
I know.
And
I can't
I don't
wait
know
to do
how
it
many people
afternoon.
You talk to. Just, you know, you and Mike grabbing the microphones and stopping in to say hi for a little, hey, tell us about your booth kind of thing for 5 minutes.
Oh, the funniest one was yesterday.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He was like so nervous. He's like, I'm not the right person to do this.
And everybody's the right
person
to do this.
And then we get him going after about the second sentence, and he's just having a ball.
Well, it's fun to do.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fun to do it, as every guest has learned.
I
it's
know.
Not like we bite or anything.
I know.
Though you did just learn how to harass people, so I'm very proud of you.
That was anti-harassment. I was taking... Okay, hang on. I will explain, folks, because that just sounded wrong. But I also want to acknowledge Gia. Welcome to the Green Gab.
Thank you. Thanks for having me this morning. I appreciate it.
So I better explain before I get in trouble. So as a national member and committee member of the National Association of Home Builders, I serve in a volunteer capacity in the national ranks. And I had to do my anti-harassment training for my volunteer appointment. So when they walk into the booth this morning, I'm finishing up my anti-harassment training. But kudos, big, big kudos to National Association of Home Builders for asking all of us to participate in that.
Well, sure.
And it was really enlightening, actually. I kind of thought I knew all these things, but there was,
and there
some
were some
stuff
tough,
I really didn't
I
know
there were some tough questions, because you're how does this sound to you?
Yeah. So at any rate, so if you ever choose to serve in a volunteer capacity with NAHB,
then I will be taking the anti-harassment class.
I don't know if it's required at the local levels, but at the national level,
it's pass-fail, don't worry.
Oh, it is pass-fail.
Good.
And they give you several times to retake it, which is good. So you can learn as you go. But, you know, so yeah, that was the fun stuff I was doing this morning.
Sounds like fun at the home show to me.
I know, right. Multitasking. Yeah, there
Why
you go.
Why not?
Gia, tell us a little bit about yourself and give us your full name just so everybody knows who you are.
Well, I'm Gia Linville. I'm with McKelvey Homes. I'm the marketing manager there. I've been in the home building industry since 2002. I started out in the sales capacity right out of college and continued in sales for close to 11 years before switching over to my current role and marketing. So now I work in the home office for McKelvey Homes, and it's a whole different ballgame.
Sales and marketing work hand in hand.
Exactly.
But they are two different things.
They are. And I don't know that a lot of people see the difference in that.
No, a lot of people think it gets all lumped into the same basket, but it really doesn't. So why don't you explain for our listeners really what the differences are?
So my job before was to sell homes to the buyers that would come into our displays. My job now is getting buyers to go to the displays. So I work with all of our print ads, social media, all of our website activities and different things in the marketing capacity, e-flyers, any kind of commercials that we do to try to get people to go to our displays and really know McKelvey Homes and brand McKelvey Homes.
So these days, marketing is a very holistic, because there's so many different ways and so many different channels to market anything. But it's so vital for us to let people know we exist and to figure out if the fit is good for them.
Exactly.
But what's working for you guys? How are you talking to the public about what's going on in your homes and how they might be a good fit with you?
Our branding technique now and our brand is Move Up to McKelvey. So we really want people to move up to McKelvey. We offer many included features in our homes, many more than a lot of other builders do in the area. We have granite countertops standard, 9-foot ceilings standard, 3-car garages are standard, hardwood flooring is standard. So we really try to brand that aspect of McKelvey Homes and to allow people to get to know us and know that we're the oldest home builder in the St. Louis area. We've been around since 1898, so
wow,
we have definitely been in business for a long time.
You know, and that's a great slogan too, you know, move up to McKelvey, because I think especially for somebody that's been in the industry for as long as I have, that reputation that McKelvey has is you are that move up builder. You know, you are that, for the most part, that person that has already had a home or has built a home, and now he wants something nicer. So you go to a McKelvey to really get the experience
right.
of what a good, well-built home is.
And we also will customize for people, so we don't want people to think they're going to have that standard cookie-cutter home. We will allow them to make changes to the floor plans and really bring their dreams alive. That's
right.
what we like to do. We want to bring dreams alive for people to raise their families.
There we go again. Dream.
That
word has been cropping up so much here at the recordings we've been doing at the St. Louis Home and Garden Show, but also really since last summer.
Yeah, when you did the program at St. Louis Green Homes Festival.
Yeah, we did a program called the Dream Green Home Project.
Okay.
To help people identify what they wanted their home to feel like and to identify the priorities in their home. And then how to get those priorities met. And we had so many participants in the workshop say, wow, I never thought about my home that way. And I know with a move-up home in particular, you've already had some experience in a home. So you kind of got a better idea of what works and what doesn't. And,
right.
and what works and what doesn't a lot of time is just about how we live in a house, right?
Exactly.
And how we make it our home. But it was so enheartening to hear people say, huh, taking that hour or two to think about that gave me a whole new perspective.
Right, right.
So how do you help people do that?
You know, I really think that we allow people to walk through all of our display homes and market homes, and we try to be as innovative as possible with what we're putting in the homes and what we're seeing as the newest and latest trends. Tony knows. He just did a couple of our displays for us at Mirfield Manor at Montrachet, and we really try to...
And what did he do with the... sound room?
With the sound room.
Cool.
Yes. So we have some really cool features from the sound room in those displays.
Technology, theater,
technology.
Both.
The technology.
Yes, technology.
Yeah,
package.
The Mirfield one especially, that's going to be probably in a few weeks, it'll be the most technologically advanced display of any builder in the metro area.
So how much can you say?
Well, considering that by the time this goes out, it'll already be up and running, we can say a lot. We're actually going to put an Alexa into
Mirfield. Oh, I can't wait to see
Mirfield.
That.
It'll be
it.
The first one.
Right.
So it'll be some basic programming on it to where really the salesperson could probably just wander in the morning and say, Alexa, I'm home, and everything turns on to get it ready for the display. And then at the end of the day, Alexa, I'm leaving, and it'll turn everything off. So we'll
okay,
do some...
You can set my Alexa up to do that when I buy my Alexa?
Well, you can, but here's the thing. McKelvey's home has an actual processor in the house.
Okay.
It has an automation system.
Gotcha.
So Alexa ties into that.
Okay.
Otherwise, you would have to program the Alexa every little item, every little command.
Okay.
So it helps to...
Gia, pardon me for going down a rabbit hole a minute, but I want you to explain that to our listeners, Tony, because this whole home automation technology and control thing is happening so fast, most of us don't quite get where to start.
All right, well, basically, there's a difference between control and automation. Control means there's an app. I can control something on my phone.
But everything's individual.
Everything is individual.
Okay.
Automation means there's some kind of a main processor that handles the communication between items and devices. So I can tie multiple devices together. So I can set it up to where if I come home, I hit a button, security system disarms, lights go on, thermostats adjust, a lock opens, maybe music comes on or the TV comes on.
So that's what sets this home at
McKelvey
yes. apart, is that it has a little bit of a brain, well, actually a lot bit of a brain.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So that's what the Mirfield house is going
and
to do.
And then Alexa is just a voice.
Right. So you can do it
in
either
ears.
Voice,
yes. Okay.
Activated.
I got a better picture now.
Yep.
Thank you.
So with her house, you'll be able to do either a single app on your phone.
Okay.
Or through a voice command.
So is it enough that you just walk somebody into this house and go, hi, Alexa, I'm home, and their jaw hits the floor?
I think so. No, I think Tony thinks so for sure, right? No,
well,
I think it's the whole package. It is. It's something different. People love technology.
Yeah,
they
even if they don't implement it, they love being a part of it.
And it is so hard to do this in an existing home that you have to redo your whole home to do it, where you can build a McKelvey home.
It can be done, but it is...
It's more difficult.
It's challenging.
And you can build it from the ground up.
It's always easier to do it from the ground up. It's just like everything else. But once again, it's about the experience that we're trying to sell. When you walk into a McKelvey home, it's that experience of walking into the McKelvey
home. We're innovative, and we want people to feel at home when they walk into our displays, and we want them to feel like they can't wait to move into their McKelvey home.
See, we just got more taglines for you. You can't wait to move into your new home.
That's right.
And be at home. What did you say? We want you to feel at home in your new home.
Feel at home in our displays. That's right.
I love it. Hey, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with Gia.
In her book, Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices for a Better Home, author Marla Esser-Close shares her expertise and empowers readers to make simple changes to buying habits that affect a home both inside and out. Whether living in a small apartment in the city or a single-family home in the suburbs, Marla shows consumers ways to make any home a green home. Get the book now at livinggreenbook.com. That's livinggreenbook.com.
The Mummy. Dracula. The Creature from the Black Lagoon. The Wolfman. Mr. Hyde. Frankenstein's monster. They're all classic horror characters and offer up some of the best character development in cinema history, but where can you learn about them all?
In one horrific swoop.
Be sure to check out the perspective review of 1986's Monster Squad and finally learn how best to say, never say die. PerspectiveReviews.com. That's PerspectiveReviews.com.
Thought about a career in voiceover? Need a great, cost-effective on-hold message for your organization or business? Don't know where to start? Check out The Voice Farm, your one-stop shop for voiceover needs. Check it out now by accessing The Voice Farm at VoiceFarmers.com and see what difference can be made with a company that is truly outside the box. From the Voice Box, voicefarmers.com. That's voicefarmers.com.
Hey, we're Gavin with Gia, and actually we're taking this to Facebook Live for a few moments.
Great.
And actually want to hear a little bit about what you guys are doing with McKelvey Homes here at the St. Louis Home and Garden Show. So folks, if you're listening live, come on down to the home show. Today is March, what is today?
11th. Today is the 11th.
March 11th. So we're here today and tomorrow, March 12th. And where are you guys here?
We are in the new construction zone. And we are at booth 3532. And we have replicated a hearth room from our Muirfield Manor display. It's our newest display in O'Fallon, Missouri. And we've incorporated shiplap and our fireplace and bookshelves. Even our TV above the fireplace is there.
It looks awesome.
So it looks great.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful booth. And it's great to see you guys down here, you know, supporting the HBA and supporting the home show.
We've really enjoyed it. We've really enjoyed putting it together and supporting the HBA. That's very important to us, and I know it's important to the HBA, too.
So if folks don't make it to the home show, how do they find you online?
If they don't make it to the home show this weekend, you can visit our website at McKelveyHomes.com. All of our communities are listed on our website,
and
they can find different communities around St. Louis.
How many communities?
We have 5 communities right
now.
Nice.
Very cool. So we'd love to see you guys down here. It is the place to be. I think we'll start seeing people after the St. Patrick's Day parade soon.
Oh, you can already tell it's gotten a lot busier than yesterday.
It has. It's getting really busy down here.
I think this afternoon is going to be kind of crazy.
It's going to be awesome. So we'll see you down here. If you don't make it, check out Gia and McKelvey Homes at their website. And for sure, check out the Green Gab Podcast at greengabpodcast.com. We're going to keep on podcasting, but you folks on Facebook Live, check it out today. And we are still rolling on the Green Gap Podcast. Hey, for y'all that are just on the podcast, one of the things that we've really been doing that while we've been doing this whole thing down here at the St. Louis Home and Garden Show is we've been taking these little Facebook Live snippets so you can see what it looks like down here. Because is this not the coolest thing?
This is the coolest thing.
Oh my gosh, so
you
we're like
to
talking
see
to
the
a
green
bug.
I know. It is wonderful. I couldn't believe it whenever I walked up to it. It's so cool.
Yeah, this is definitely a showpiece. Everybody just stops. They'll take pictures of us recording or just ask Mike about the car.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they want to know what year is it.
Let me face the crowd, I guess, right?
We kind of figured out that.
No distractions.
That way, yeah. It just works a little better that way.
Right. I could see why.
But it's all a good thing.
Well, we don't have this in studio.
No.
You know, when we're in studio, it's like, you know, three or four of us and that's it.
In a dark room with no windows.
Oh, no. Our studio is beautiful.
Yeah.
We use Shock City Studios down off of Grabovoi, kind of near Soulard.
Yeah, it's right next to Hodak's.
Very cool.
They have this beautiful renovated building that they salvaged, and they put a lot of time and love and money into it, and it is a gorgeous studio.
Yeah,
they have one room that's so big they can put like a 20-piece band in there.
Actually, on the banner, the bottom left picture is us in studio.
Wow. And for you guys listening on the podcast, you can see all those pictures at the Green Gap Podcast Facebook page. So you have an idea of what we're talking about. And tag us. That way you'll stay up to date on what the podcasts are and as they come out. Because we don't really know what our release schedule is right now. And we're on a little bit different schedule on the website at greengabpodcast.com versus iTunes. But you can find us there. And we just tell people the easiest way is just, you know, like us on one of the social medias or the website or the email, and you stay in the know.
That's right.
So there you go. So, Gia, you're also really involved in St. Louis Home Builders Association.
Yes. I'm fortunate enough to be the chairperson for the Sales and Marketing Council this year. We have a great group. We're the crazy group, the sales and marketing group.
It's all the salespeople, yes.
That's right. That's right. We have a good time. We have meetings for the sales and marketing people. And actually this year we've taken a different approach with the HBA, and we're really trying to get other groups involved coming to our events too.
So cross-pollinating?
Cross-pollinating throughout the HBA.
That's awesome.
To try to help people learn and really grow within their business and learn more about the industry.
For folks listening out there that may not be real familiar with your Home Builders Association, most good-sized towns and cities have a Home Builders Association or a BIA, a Builders Industry Association. And if you get an opportunity to hire somebody to come work in your home from your local HBA or BIA, you're going to get quality, because these are the people that care about education. This is why, Gia, you are a chairperson of this, is to up the whole industry.
Right.
And I don't know how much people recognize that value when they are looking for folks to help them build a house or renovate or update or add a sound system or a control system or learn about green homes and their practices, which, you know, hey, I got to put a plug in for me. I can't believe how much I've gotten. I wouldn't know you guys if I wasn't in the HBA.
Oh, absolutely. The HBA is just such a great resource, not only for information on, you know, builders or trade partners, but just for developing friendships in the industry.
I know. I have so many good friends from the HBA.
Yeah, and it's a great networking, and it really does help your salespeople and really across the whole company learn more about the industry and really keep you up to the minute and innovative and stay on top of what's happening in the industry.
So one of the projects our HBA in St. Louis does, and I say our, I'm technically a member of the Central Oklahoma HBA now, COBA, since I just moved to Oklahoma a few months ago, but I've been in the St. Louis HBA for almost, oh gosh, I guess it's been about 10 years.
Wow.
I hadn't thought about that. It has been about 10 years.
Wow.
And I just had gotten in the building industry, and I was coming in from more of an academic and energy efficiency perspective, and I knew very little about homes and home building, and I had built one, so I had that experience, and everybody took me under their wing.
Very welcoming.
Oh
group.
My gosh,
that's for
sure. I wouldn't be where I am today if it hadn't been for all you guys.
I think that's the great thing about St.
Louis
too. Yeah, we all, you know, there are a lot of great builders in St. Louis, and we're all Very close. We're competitors, but it's a good competitive.
Yeah, it's a friendly competition.
Exactly, co-opetition.
Well, you have to think, a lot of those, the owners of the companies, they're all friends.
Well, right. They all know each other. Grew up together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun, and we all like to look out for each other, and we like to see each other at HBA events.
It's a fairly small industry.
Right.
So people move around between companies. And it was so funny when I moved, because so few people move to a different HBA since homes are kind of rooted in the community.
Yeah. You were the new girl.
It was a real interesting process to get that done, just the paperwork.
Sure.
And not lose all of my NAHB, my national stuff. Anyway, we got it figured out, but it was quite the experience.
Oh, gosh. No, but the HBA has definitely done a great job this weekend.
Yes, the home show is amazing. You said is this the first time in a few years you've been here?
This is our first time being in the downtown St. Louis show.
Ever? Or
ever.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
So we definitely were excited to be asked by the HBA to be a part of it, and they have the new construction zone for the first time. So we have Builder's Row over in our row in the dome.
Well, I knew that part was new. I did not realize this is the first time McKelvey's ever been down here, though.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. Now, do you do other home shows in the area?
We do realtor home shows, you know. There's a St. Charles County realtor home show that's down at the Family Arena that we do every year.
Okay.
But this is the first time we've done this large of a home show.
So far, what's the value been to you guys for being at the home show?
I feel like the value for us so far has been our off-site location. So we will build a McKelvey home anywhere. And people have come by and asked if we could build on their home site, and we definitely can do that.
Okay, but I'm assuming anywhere in the state of Missouri or the county of St. Louis or the metro area.
Right.
How far do you guys go?
Well, we won't go to the moon, but
not yet.
We won't go to a mountaintop.
Not yet.
But we will, not yet. That's right.
I love it. I love it.
But yeah, we will go as far south. You know, it just really depends. We'd love to talk to anyone and see if we can make it work with them.
Nice.
But we typically are in the metro St. Louis area and St. Charles County area, out to Lincoln County.
That is one of the cool things about McKelvey Homes is you do the off-site stuff and you don't even blink an eye at it.
No, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun because we do build custom homes, and it's fun to see what people will bring to life and their dreams and aspirations,
right.
But we will tear down homes for them too. So that's
so you're in both
do.
Communities, and then you'll go out wherever anybody needs.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we consider a community one home site, so we will build anywhere.
That is so awesome. Hey, I think we're at a great point. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back to gab more with Gia.
Are you a blogger? Always wanted to be one? Are you a business that wants to add a blog to their website? Are you an existing blogger who's looking for more traffic? Then check out bloggersbug.com for the perfect solution to your blog creation needs. Access bloggersbug.com now and get bit by the blogger's bug. How? Check out bloggersbug.com for the perfect solution to your blog creation needs. Get bit by the blogger's bug. Bloggersbug.com. Get bit by the blogger's bug.
Hi, this is Art Maines from Scammercast.com, where we educate, inform, and protect our elders and those who care for them on the Two Guys Talking podcast network.
Looking for a straightforward user interface and a cost-effective, feature-filled multi-track recording software? Call off the search! Mixcraft from Acoustica has exactly what you're looking for. It's time to include reliable audio creation and editing software with real punch into your projects. Check out Mixcraft now over at acoustica.com/mixcraft and start a new generation of audio creation and editing today.
Gabbing with Gia today. We are just enjoying these conversations so much. It's crazy when you get an opportunity to do something that is so fun and is part of your work and your life.
And it's totally out of the box.
Yeah. I'm a very lucky person.
I know. It's so awesome. So we've kind of been talking about how people get involved with McKelvey if they're interested in building a home. So tell me what it's like from your end, especially when you were in the sales side. And I know as in marketing, you're working to get people there so they can, you're still doing it just behind the scenes a little more. What's that experience like as somebody walks in the door to figure out if they want to work with McKelvey?
Well, first, we'll welcome people in. We want to welcome them to McKelvey Homes and walk them through our homes and really asking open-ended questions and finding out what type of home they're looking for. What are their must-haves? What are their kind of wants and what is not important to them? I think it's important to find out what's not important to them, too.
Back to priorities.
So we don't steer them in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
But after we find a plan for them, we sit down and go through the option prices with them and really take it to the next level of building their home with them and get a really good idea of what it's going to cost and what the process is to do this and build a home. Like I said, we're more custom, you know, we have
right.
a more custom process. So after we get through the contract paperwork, they get to go out and visit our vendors. They get to visit our flooring company, our lighting company.
Oh, wow.
They get to visit the sound room and play in their new showroom and really get the experience of building a custom home in a community.
So the experience of a custom home is quite different than building one that's what we call a production home.
Right.
A cookie cutter.
Right.
Right.
And it's not always the best fit for everybody. I mean, like when I just bought a house, my husband and I just bought a house recently, and we needed to move in fairly quickly. So, you know, we didn't have the time to build a house. So
sure.
Totally different process. But
which that's something that we do, too. We do offer market homes in our communities.
Ah,
we'll
good to
pick
know.
The most popular options and build a home for people so that when they're moving into town or have to buy a home quick, we're ready for them.
There you go.
So they can still become a part of the McKelvey family, even if they didn't build it from the ground up.
Do most companies do that if they are building in neighborhoods as well?
Typically, you see that okay. a lot now where people will build a home to sell.
So you kind of get either option, whatever works best for
right.
you and your timing and what's going on in
exactly.
your life.
What I like about that, though, is when you do build the market house, well, let's say somebody comes in and wants to buy it. It's like, okay, construction stops at that point, and they whatever stage it's in, if they haven't done, you know, color selections or all that, you allow them to still customize the house,
right?
You know, to fit their needs
right.
based on what's already there.
Yeah, based on the stage of the home, some people can still come in and pick their flooring, cabinets, paint, or sometimes they're completed and it's move-in ready.
That's the way it is.
So, but
here
it is really
it.
A nice opportunity for people to get through the process a little bit faster, especially if they've already sold a home
right.
and they're ready to move quick.
I just like how you treat the market home as, oh, yeah, you bought it. It's still under construction. We're going to stop right now. And, you know, whatever you can choose, we're going to let you do it. You know, instead of saying, oh, you know, it's just going to be ready here and this is what it's going to look like.
Right. Yes.
Once again, it's all about the experience and you're giving the homeowner and the client a better experience.
And we want them to feel like home to them.
So what, yeah, I was going to say, so what is the experience? You answered the question before it came out of my mouth. Hey, you've got ESP. I must be
in sales and marketing.
But that experience, and again, this is, God, we've been hearing this so much. You know, this focus on the experience is what really makes the difference.
We're really lucky to have great salespeople and great superintendents that have been with the company for a long time. Our superintendents have been with the company for over 20 years, a couple of them have, and they
wow.
do a great job with customers and really getting them through the process, too.
I see, so they're part of the family, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome. Awesome. So you mentioned earlier that a lot of people come back to build another home with you guys.
Yes. Being in business since 1898, you'll have people come back multiple times throughout their lifetime to build a home. But we offer a promotion, too, for people to come back, and they get $10,000 off their second, third, fourth
oh,
McKelvey
nice.
Home. So actually at the Villages of Provence right now, we have a buyer it's their third McKelvey home. So we're really fortunate to have people come back time and time again to
Very
build
cool.
their next home and the next stage of life for them.
So do you get multiple generations in a family coming to you?
We okay. have, yes. I mean, people really
oh, cool.
just, in, you know, once you buy a McKelvey home, I think you'll go back time and time again.
This is a lot for the integrity of the company and how well people
oh absolutely
you know, how they're just a part of that, and they just don't even think about it. And that's, I think, the highest compliment a company can get.
Definitely.
It's just to know that you're in.
And just knowing our homeowners are out there talking about us is great.
That's always the goal, too. You know,
right.
Once you've established that relationship, you never want them to go anywhere else.
No.
It's that, yes, we're going to build you this great home, and we hope you stay in it forever, but if you don't, we don't want you going somewhere else to build a house. We want you to come to us to build it, or your children to build it, or your brothers or your sisters or whoever.
Yeah. Got your back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's an exhilarating experience to build a home, but it's a really,
especially
if you've
time.
Never built a home before, it's wow. I mean, it's just eye-opening, and it can be overwhelming. So working with
lives.
A builder and a company that gets you and gets that is huge.
I think so, definitely, because it's the largest purchase of your lifetime.
Investment.
Yep.
The largest investment of your lifetime. You're raising your family, and it's just so important to us that people feel comfortable and happy
so,
in their
so
home.
So true.
And if people buy from others that they know, they like, and they trust, and they continue to buy multiple homes from you, that should tell you everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a piece of advice that you could give to people about the home buying and building experience, what would it be?
Gosh, I would say, that's a tough question because there's so much to know, I guess. But I think just go with your heart and build the home that you feel comfortable, that your family is going to be happy in. And really make sure that you're building with somebody who you know will be there in 10, 15 years. So you know that you're making the right decision for yourself and picking the right builder.
What kind of questions do you advise people to ask when they're coming in to build a home so that they know that that fit is good? Are there a couple of them that come to mind?
With HGTV now, it's amazing how much it's really changed and how the internet has changed the home building industry too. People really have a great idea of what they're looking for whenever they walk through the door. So our job, I think, too, now a little bit more than before, is to kind of make that dream come alive of what they saw on Fixer Upper, the slat wall, and the different materials that they have seen. So I think that, you know, bring your ideas in, and Houzz is now out there a lot, and there's just so many ideas out there that people bring to us, and we're
willing
to
do that for them. But that's the key, isn't it?
Bring
your ideas. And speak up, right? Tell them, I'm going to guess that it's imperative that people express what they really want out of their home when they're talking with you.
So we can make it happen for you.
Yeah, don't hold back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think you would prefer having the client that already has an idea of what they want.
Definitely.
To say, this is what I'm looking for, because you know exactly how to handle that need.
Well, and like you guys said before, the McKelvey buyer, typically it's not their first home. So they know what they don't want. They know
and that's a good
what
place
changes
to start.
They want to make in their homes now compared to what they did before. So it really, it makes it a little bit easier for us to figure out what they want because they already know.
That was some advice we heard on an earlier podcast recording, was to advise people looking to build a new home or even to buy one, but since we're talking about building, to keep a list of the things that weren't working well for them in their existing living situation.
I think
be
that's
it
very
rental
important.
Or owning. Yeah, I did too. I thought that was great advice. So kind of like journaling it.
Right. So, and that's something even in our displays we really try to do, is build what works now.
Right.
Build what's innovative and what people are wanting to do in their home, and showcasing that in our displays. So a lot of times people come in and say, I want this exactly. They know that that's exactly what they want. And other times people come in and say, I want to change this. And our homeowners a lot of times will bring us new ideas that we hadn't thought of before, which is invaluable to us.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny you said that, because I did that in a home we built, back in the 90s, and we redesigned the kitchen. Some other people saw it, and the builder started offering that to other people because it was a new configuration for them. I didn't even think about that until you said that. So yeah, I get that.
We do that all the time.
Yeah. Wow. I guess I was a trendsetter once upon a time.
Maybe you were. You still are, Marla.
You still are, yes.
I don't know about that, but whatever. So any parting thoughts? I mean, I think we've just really helped people, I hope, to understand that this process is very doable. It's all about finding the right fit for you and your family and the people that are going to live in the home.
Right.
And looking any at the last quality piece of advice that you have?
Yeah, look at the quality of materials and construction and know what's important to you whenever you want to build a home, and come visit us and we can help you through the process and build your new McKelvey home.
So for folks that want to find you online, your website is
www.mckelveyhomes.com.
Very cool. And we will be wrapping it up. So catch the Green Gab podcast at greengabpodcast.com and find us on iTunes. Just be sure to search Green Gab Podcast so you can find us on iTunes. And have a wonderful day. Thank you again, Gia, for being
Thank
here.
Thank you for having
Thanks
me.
Thanks for coming on,
Gia. Great time. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Green Gab Podcast and for joining us on our own personal Green Odyssey as we change the world one Green Gab podcast at a time. What did you learn about during this episode? Tell us now by visiting our website at greengabpodcast.com. And remember to connect with us via iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter. The links to do all of this are at our website, greengabpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, but more importantly, thanks for rocking it in green.